Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here to open, follow the USL Open that starts tomorrow, brought to you by betonline.net. And we were just talking about, you know, the storyline of Phil. Everybody talks about this being his home course, and, you know, he knows the course well. And then Mike was saying, you know, that this course has changed so much over the years. Does it give Phil any kind of advantage?
Well, let's just say Phil winning the PGA made all the bettors and the analysts and the experts, so-called experts, I will characterize them as, look really, really silly a few weeks ago. So I wouldn't bet against that guy, but this is a tough venue for him. I think there's a lot of other players that have a lot more sort of intricate knowledge of the place because they play here on a year-in, year-out basis. Phil just hasn't had a good fit with this golf course since the renovations took place some time ago by Reese Jones. So what he's doing to offset that is he spent a lot more time on the greens, just trying to maybe learn a thing or two more just about the subtleties in the break. So maybe that'll be the difference that gives him a chance at winning this thing.
It is Noda Begay, four wins on tour. And does, by the way, great job. Do you always have to whisper like that? I mean, have you ever had a guy give you the look when you're following a group and you're doing the, and he's got about 25 feet? I mean, they really can't hear you, so you really, you're that close?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm really whispering, I'm literally, you know, 15 or 20 feet away from the guys. I mean, because for me to do my job well and to make it worthwhile for me to be out on the course for the viewer, as I've got to be on top of the action. So when players hit errant tee shots or they have an interesting lie somewhere, I have literally get up there, I look at it, I evaluate it, I try and listen in to what the caddies are telling players, and that's that whole exchange, and then see what club they pull, and that all factors into that sort of whispery voice that puts people to sleep on their couches on Sunday afternoon.
No, man, doing a great job. I know it's a dumb question, Carl, but I had to ask.
No, and you know what? We make fun of it because it's just one of those things, you know. And then you start talking to your friends like this: is he going to hit this putt? And you know, why am I whispering?
Exactly.
Why am I?
Well,
I'm in my living room, you know. It's like, why am I whispering?
You've got the golf talk, and then you have the golf clap. Those are two very well known things as far as relation to golf, right?
It is
a polite golf clap.
Right. Noda, what do you make of this DeChambeau-Brooks Koepka thing? Is it a thing? We know it's a thing, but how big of a thing is it?
Oh, it's. I mean, if this were, you know, the NFL, the NBA or something, it might be more of a thing. But it's really not. It's fun for us to talk about and to sort of maybe dream of them squaring off in the UFC octagon, but which I think would be more entertaining than watching them play 18 holes of golf together. But it's not really that big a thing. It'll go by the wayside unless now I'll put an asterisk by this, unless they somehow, some way find themselves in the final group this weekend on Sunday playing together, then I think it becomes a huge story.
You know, and Noda Begay joins us here, guys, a star at Stanford and now great job at NBC and the Golf Channel here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I mean, you always see those anonymous where the players won't go on record, but there's like in Golf Digest, the guys that players don't want to play with. And sometimes it's a guy like Patrick Reed. But from a guy that competed at the highest level, when you play with a guy who plays that slow, does it get you out of your rhythm or you have to like find your happy place?
Yeah, you have to find your happy place because it's a distraction. And the PGA Tour doesn't have a great history of policing slow play. I think they've only given out a handful of fines over the years, and they haven't assessed a penalty stroke in quite some time. So when you know that slow play isn't going to be, the slow play rule isn't going to be enforced, then you just kind of got to find your happy place and kind of just deal with it, because there are some guys out here that will drop the anchor and just, you know, do things that you're like, wow, I cannot believe this guy's reading that putt for the seventh time from the same place before he hits it. But that's the way they play. You know, you got to respect it. But at the same time, sometimes it it messes with your rhythm.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's Noda Begay, golf analyst on the PGA Tour, and brought to you by betonline.net. Speaking of bets, dark horse for you in this tournament?
Dark, and then dark horse for me is going to be Siwoo Kim at 151. Mm. I like the way he's performed on the West Coast in his career. Prior to COVID, the last full season before COVID, he had a stretch of golf where he finished in the top five at Pebble Beach, finished in the top five at Riviera. And those were two of the top five toughest places to make a putt inside 10 feet. And I think that's going to be critical this week, simply because Poana Greens, if you've ever putted on them, can really get in your head, because the ball will bounce around, and from time to time you will miss a three-footer just because it hits a patch of grass and gets knocked offline. So you kind of got to have a little bit of patience with regard to it.
Nota, John Rahm is a 9-1. I mean, obviously, it was heartbreaking to see him, you know, winning the Memorial and having to pull out the way he did over COVID. Also, Rory McIlroy is 18-1. I mean, I'd love to see Rahm win a major, and is Rory ever going to win another major?
Yeah, I think Rahm is the most accurate favorite this year as far as the majors are concerned. You know, we've had the Players' Championship, the Masters, and the PGA, and I think DJ was the favorite in all three of those. But Rahm is playing the best golf of the year. He has the most consistent record thus far. He's got 10 top 10s this year. So it's pretty sensible that after what he did at Jack's Place through three rounds before he, you know, had to withdraw, would make him the favorite this week. And but it's a little short for me, guys. I'm not a big, especially in golf betting, I like to, if I'm going to place on someone to win, I'd like to see at least, you know, 15 to 20 to 1, which is why I'm leaning towards McIlroy in that okay. category.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking of Rory, I mean, we talk about, you know, getting his everything together. You feel like it's all coming together for him right now?
It seems like it's always there for Rory. Mm. It's just one round. But what's critical for Rory is first rounds. He's been really poor in starting his tournaments, especially the big tournaments. And you see how he started at this past Masters, you know, got off to a really slow start and bad start, and then inevitably plays himself back into the top 10, but, you know, really had no chance to win the golf tournament. So if he can somehow get out around par, maybe one under in round one, I really think you're going to see him stick around for the rest of the week.
It's crazy because it's been like 7 years since Rory won a major. It's been 4 years since Spieth won a major. Is he ever get back on track? Because note, it looks like he's talking to himself half the time.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you find that groove, and you know, I still look back to that soccer injury that he had. He had just come off the Open Championship and twisted his ankle playing soccer, messing around with some buddies, and never quite regained that form that he had prior to that. I don't know if, you know, that was directly connected, but to me it just seemed like, you know, why would you risk something like that, especially when you're playing the best golf in the world and the best golf of your career? So I still think it's in him, but it's just a matter of sort of unlocking and getting over that scar tissue. You guys know in sports, you know, athletes get scar tissue in their memories, and sometimes it's tough to overcome.
Well, Nota, we appreciate it, bro. Great stuff as always. And hopefully get you on, talk about what's going on with the British Open Championship as well. Have fun out there, man. By the way, you going out to San Diego?
That'd be fun. I am here. I am looking out at the 15th hole right now. So it's a beautiful afternoon in San Diego. And I know you guys are jealous because it's nice and cool.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.